الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Further from what we were discussing, in this ayat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has told us that we must keep our rozas. He is telling his friends, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, and what is good, a friend will tell his friend, what is good. So Allah Ta'ala, what was extremely good for us, He has told us. And those things are made farz for us, which are absolutely essential, Allah made it for us, which are absolutely good for us. Like, for example, the most important our farz is to believe in La ilaha illallah. That is the ticket of Jannat. But now we must look after it properly. And before we carry on, yesterday, that little I forgot where we were, was with regard to the same matter, that what we are reading in what we read in the morning in the kitab, that today with our joking, etc., we can easily lose our iman. Like that, it is a common joking, jesting. We were discussing, like we have a braai party, there also we want people who just talk, etc., other social functions, people who just talk and amuse everyone. And many times, many wrong things have to be said to amuse the people. Lies also spoken, backbiting also takes place. But the worst is if we make a joke about any part of deen. One of our friends was giving a bayan one place, and this is also common with us, which we should take precaution about. Usually we make jokes about the Pathans, the Khansafs, their jokes. And those jokes are usually displayed and portrayed in such a way that they are like a stupid people. Like they don't know really what is happening in life. Whereas they are the people who stand for Iman, for Islam, and who are very strong on the Iman. So how Shaitan works, and he uses all his agents amongst people also. Min al-jinnati wal-nas. He uses the people of, uses other people. That now we start making a joke about them. And in other words, we portray them as though they are very like stupid people, backward people. They don't know what is really happening because of this iman. So we are really scoffing at our own selves. And the values of iman and Islam we are scoffing about. So this is how the enemy is working all the time. And they are making us make jokes about our iman and about various institutes. Many people will make a joke about the beard. Many people will make a joke about the niqab of a woman, ninja, all those type of things, the remarks that are passed, etc. We also make these jokes. And now it has become much more worse with the cell phone, where jokes are shared on the cell phone. If it's another joke, there are more than enough jokes to make. If a person likes jokes and he wants to make jokes, there are more than enough things. But not anything about deen. The smallest thing about deen, we make a joke, we look at it, what is called, which we was discussed also in the morning kitab, istighfaf, to take anything about deen just lightly also. Istihza, to make a joke about anything about deen, a person goes out of the fold of Islam, Allah protect us. So we have to be very, very careful about that, and this has become very common also. And for that also, one solution to that is that daily we should read our kalimas again. And not only the words, but reaffirm our commitment to Islam on a daily basis. We should read our kalimas and make sure that our iman is intact. So this is very important. So we must be very, very careful about this, and it's becoming more and more common. Many jokes about namaz are being made, about other aspects of deen, and we must be very careful. Because it's not a small thing. So we've got our La ilaha illallah, which Allah has given us. But it is for us to protect it and look after it. And this goes to such an extent that sometimes while a person is making bayan, he's happy I'm giving a bayan. But the jokes that we are making, perhaps while sitting here on the mimbar, a person is losing his iman also. And then we laughing also. And then perhaps we also, about two wives, lot of jokes are made, second wife, third wife, lot of jokes are made. Whereas they are proper Islamic institutions, and they are part of our deen. We don't have a second wife, no problem, but not to make a joke out about it. Qurbani time, about the animals also, and some people openly, that we all understand, they say that keeping roza is for those who haven't got food, etc. Na'uzubillah. Those are way out things. But today, this joking thing has become very, very common. So with regard to matters of our deen, we should be very careful. So anyway, La ilaha illallah, which is the most important, and that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has made it most common. And the biggest faraz. So our biggest necessity, Allah made it faraz upon everyone. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written that if a person whole life didn't make one namaz, but he accepts it as a faraz, and he didn't make it, but he's got iman, he will go to Jannah. But if a person makes a joke out of, or just regards namaz as not faraz, or makes a joke out of it, na'uzubillah, many types of things are said about it, then a person will lose his iman. So after iman, the next thing which Allah Ta'ala has made for us is our namaz. So this, all the things which are absolutely, absolutely essential, Allah has made all those things for us. So in this month, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala has told his close friends, a thing which was very good for them in every way. Allah Ta'ala says, rozas have been made, faraz for you. Sawm, siyam has been made, faraz for you. And the rozas that we have to keep a perfect roza. Otherwise, generally, we will see that according to, from when we were small, almost all of us, roza was just to abstain from food and drink and sexual contact. That was what Roza was about. But really, the ulama have written that every part of the body must also keep Roza. Then we will get the benefit of Roza. One example that we usually give for us to make us understand, if a person buys at 5 rand and he sells at 5 rand, he might be the busiest man in town because nobody else will sell so cheap. They all make a profit, they overhead, they add it on everything, then they sell. But he will be the busiest, but he'll be the first also to be out of business. Because he won't be able to replace his stocks, etc., he'll be out of business. So like that, if we keep our roza just the basic for us, then we also, so to say, will go out of business. That eagerness for roza won't be there. And perhaps many of us feel it also. We haven't got that enthusiasm for our roza, for various aspects of deen. One of the reasons we're not making a profit out of that. Not material profit, of course, spiritual profit. If we make the spiritual profit, like a person who buys for 5 rand and sells at 15 rand, he sells at 20 and he's got his market and his goods are being sold, that person, how he'll be so much in his business, so eager for his business, little sickness won't matter to him, tiredness won't matter to him, because he knows what he's making. So in the same way, from our rozas also, which we are discussing, and all aspects of our deen, if we are making that spiritual profit, then we will see the benefit of it, and we'll see what roza is delivering, what roza is giving to us. Then a person will be just too eager. Then we can perhaps understand that hadith of Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if my ummah knew what rozas are, they will wish the whole year to be roza. So if we keep that rozas, we'll want to keep the whole year. And practically, perhaps not the whole year, but we will keep the six of Shawwal, for example. Eagerly we will keep. That enthusiasm will be there. And by the six rozas of Shawwal, it's also like the whole year's rozas. 30 of Ramadan times 10, minimum Allah multiplies. And 6 times another 10, so it's 360. It's the whole year's rozas. And then every month, 3 rozas is the whole month's rozas. The 3 days, ayyami bid, is the whole month's rozas. So a person will keep this when we see what we get from rozas, what we are benefiting, what profit we are making. So in order to keep a roza in which we are making the profit, spiritual profit, and we will get the benefit of it, is that we have to keep roza of the tongue that we explained also, and all the various aspects of the tongue, all the haram things we must stay away. And our object is our islah, and for that, roza teaches us what is islah. Islah is to stay away from some permissible things for some period. Like from sehri time till iftari time, whatever food is permissible for you, halal food, but you stay away from it. Your halal wife, but you stay away from her. So like that, with the tongue also, if we practice during this period of Ramadan, and Allah has made this an islahi program for the whole ummah. The whole ummah, everyone must keep rozas. So if we stay away in this month from all permissible talks, etc. also, Allah will make it by the barakat of Ramadan and the barakat of roza, that the rest of the year, the rest of the life, we will stay away from haram things which we speak. And then with the eyes also, that we try and not look at permissible things. Necessary things we will look, Quran, Sharif, etc., our way when we are walking, but all other things we try and stay away from it during this month. And we gave examples how buzurgs make tarbiyat. And during that period, many things they made them stay away from that. And when we go to a khanqa by a sheikh and we spend time, not only in Ramadan, at any other time, the same object is there also, that many permissible things are not allowed during that time. And lot of extra nafils like wazifas, askar, ma'amulats, mujahada, these things are prescribed for a period. And then after that, once a person is made, then inshallah he will be able to do all what Allah has commanded him under all conditions. Otherwise we crack very easily. Like we gave the example of that person who bought that land or house, and he found gold in there. Now, if it is us, we will just crack, we will just keep quiet. Well, I bought this, and I bought it as it is, so it belongs to me. And that person, again, he also did. So this is when our tarbiyat is made, no matter what difficult conditions also come, we won't crack. Otherwise, we are traveling, we miss our namazes, it's quite easy. We just slip up and we miss our namazes while traveling. Many other things. Whereas we see on the other hand, those people who were made, which we call our buzurgs, then even in safar, their jamaat namaz they wouldn't miss. Even in safar, their tahajjud namaz they won't miss. All these things they observe it also, because they have been made. That period that was, permissible things they stayed away. Extra mujahada they made, extra wazaif they raised. Now they were made. So then under any condition, it didn't affect them. They just carry on. So this is one thing that we are here for. Then with regard to the eyes we spoke also, then with regard to the ears also, that we shouldn't listen to other things. But yet they are mashallah, brothers who are responding, and they will see for themselves, Allah will give them the returns also. Then we also spoke about our thinking, the mind and the heart, all even permissible things. If we stay away from the thinking of permissible things, like the family, etc. Today it might be a bit difficult to understand that we mustn't think about the family. But there was that time when a person in a chilla, in the khanqa or in jamaat, you will have no contact with anyone outside. even his family, etc., no contact. If there is an emergency, it will come to one's attention. You attend to it then, but like that, no contact. But today, this contact has become very common. We just keep on keeping contact with outside people, and with the cell phone, we are here for a tikaf, which literally means seclusion, to be secluded, to be in one place and have nothing to do with the outside world. And now, with the cell phone, we have got contact with the whole world, everyone. And if we are not careful about it, messages are coming, we are sending messages, somebody is gone for Hajj, somebody is in Jamaat, somebody is where, we are keeping contact with all. In that way, we won't get the maximum benefit of it. So if we can avoid it totally and just concentrate, and that is why we have come. And we have to concentrate on Allah Ta'ala. Like we read in many places, Pakistan, this notice on the masjid boards, that now your cell phone with a cross on it, that now your contact with the makhluk, with the creation, has stopped now. And your contact with the Creator has started now. So here in our i'tikaf also, 10 days, 30 days, 40 days, whatever we may be, if our contact was with Allah Ta'ala. Any one of us can understand, if for 40 days a person made solely his contact with Allah, then that person for the rest of his life. And ulama buzurgs have written that the chilla period, 40 days, the baby that is formed in the womb of the mother is also formed in 340-day period. It's for about 4 months the child is formed. So this chilla has got a lot of effect. If we spend the chilla properly, inshallah, lot of will be achieved. Our namazes in the chilla, we make our namaz with takbir-e-ula for 40 days. The 40-day period again, you are free from hypocrisy, your certificate of Jannah is guaranteed. So all this, so if we spend our time properly, that is the important thing. Then we spoke yesterday about fantasizing. That is also a very common thing across the board. Then about looking down at other people, having suspicion on people, in your mind accusing people, which we also explained that we will have to bring the proof of all that on the day of Qiyamah. And on the opposite side, to think good of people, and that is an ibadat for which we will be rewarded without any proof or anything. So this also needs this time, that now we must just try and think the real things that we have to do, our namaz, our tilawat. In our namaz, also our thinking, make extra effort that we just concentrate on Allah Ta'ala. Lot of thoughts come, and when many times when evil thoughts come to a person, even if he thinks, ulama prescribed this, of any permissible thing. At that time, just think of any permissible thing. But especially in this training period of ours, let us think not only of the permissible, but those things which are necessary for us. So let us work on our namaz. Allah give us tawfiq. It isn't that easy also. We have to make that effort. If a person makes his namaz and he doesn't think, just easily, easy to make the namaz. But try and make two rakat namaz, keeping your concentration. We will find that that is not so easy. Our zikr can make lot of zikr with no concentration. Just all, and you'll enjoy it also. And especially if we are doing it together and chorus and all that, like many places, then you enjoy it tremendously. And people, many times we are fooled and we think that was the actual thing which we were supposed to do. And now we made lot zikr also, all in that chorus we made zikr, especially with like qawwali, etc., some musical instruments also. The nafs likes all this. And we see these people, the whole night they will stay away. But you see the result also, that for Fajr they are not there. So though that appeared so nice, all that zikr, they enjoyed it so much, sometimes they go, they get hal also. And they go in an ecstasy in that zikr of theirs. But the result, immediately we see that for Fajr, the people are not there. So therefore, they're doing things in the correct way. So our zikr also, we do it properly. With that concentration, it's taxing. It puts a strain on the mind. By Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Sahanpur, I remember clearly, because zikr there was made what is called Bara Tasbih. which is reading 1300 times various formulas of Kalima, etc. And usually the Hakims come and open the shops outside there, selling Majun, brain tonics. Because they know these people, when they're going to be making so much zikr, they need that brain tonic. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that if a person, especially who is what they call a shagil zakir, a person who is in shughal, making now, is in that period of correcting himself. Sometimes this takes a year, 2 years also. And when you are really in that full devoted to that, that is the time that you need a lot of strength. So Hazrat says at that time, and ordinarily also, in his nice, beautiful way, Hazrat says, your halal wife, don't make her also all the time halal. That is, don't have relations with her also all the time. Because for one drop of semen, 40 drops of blood are required to make one drop of semen. And for that 40 drops of blood, how much of food, and wasting our semen like this, it brings lot of weakness. For this reason, youngsters have this great problem of masturbation, and very sad that we learn, now even married people ask for a cure for masturbation. If a person is married, what he needs masturbation for? Unmarried person, then we just, and the treatment is there. And those who take the trouble of finding out, and these are not things to be shy about, and sweep them under the carpet, get the solution. And when we get the solution, inshallah, we will be absolved, we will be freed of these difficulties, and we'll see how good our lives become. So all our physical strength also. For zikr, a person needs a lot of physical strength. For namaz, concentration, a person with a weak mind, feeble mind, he won't be able to concentrate like that. For dua also, we just make one customary dua. Our hands, we are moving them here around, less. So we are having something which we are not supposed to have. And then we're looking around, winking eyes also with somebody in dua, and sometimes waving also somebody. That is not dua. Not dua. Dua is, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, that Allah does not accept the dua of a person who is unmindful. Like a sing-song, we are making dua. No thought also of what we are asking for. No, dua you have to, like a person who is desperate, is begging for something which he really wants. Like that we have to ask Allah Ta'ala. For that you need that physical strength also, that you have to have it. So we should look after our health. So for all this, whether it is we have those tonics, brain tonics, etc., or whether our food we eat, and here again in food, which we will be discussing also, you have to eat not only halal food, but halalan tayyiba. That is, in which there is no doubt also in that food, and that food which is healthy and wholesome. Today, almost all our food, on the one side, the doubts that we have also, on the other side, as far as health is concerned, the food that we eat, there is really no nourishment in that food. Children, especially they come back from school, or they take what to school, what is the lunch? A can of Coke and a packet of crisps. That has got no nutritional value whatsoever. And it just fills the stomach, but no nutritional value. And today we don't want to eat the food that gives you strength and that brings health in you. We are just eating, and we call it also junk food. And that is what we are having, and so that doesn't give us our strength that we require. So for all these things, for namaz, the concentration, for our zikr, the concentration, for dua, we need that strength also. And then a person, Hadrat our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, many people when they want to make more ibadat, they want to lessen their sleep. So Hadrat, he tells them, 6 hours sleep is absolutely essential. Sometimes when we lessen our sleep also, the brain doesn't function. And then we get that problem also. In fact, a few days ago, one person asked me of one person who exerted himself too much. Then you become a mental case. Then you start getting wahi also. You say you're a Nabi also. And then all other funny things you start doing also. So our food basics are essential. Our sleep basics are essential. And then devote ourselves to our du'as, our zikr, our namaz concentration, then we will get this. So after having discussed those few things about food, we have to be very, very careful also. The roza, we have to keep roza from food also, that is doubtful food and or haram is out of the question. But today there are so many, and there are two aspects of this. We have to see our income, our money is also halal, and the food we are consuming is also halal. Easy way to understand this, one person went to a butcher and he asked the butcherman that is your meat halal? So the butcherman asked him, is your money halal? So your money also must be halal and the meat also must be halal, both. But today shaitan working overtime. We've made it so difficult, and for this we must keep contact with the muftis. It's difficult to give this on a general basis, and a whole environment that has been created. Today a person goes for his shopping in a supermarket, he's got his trolley, the credit card, whatever, and he's just buying from the shelf, this is in the trolley, that is in the trolley, what are the ingredients? The E numbers today, all these things they have brought in. What things are there? Who of us are really particular about these things? So one little boy, young boy, not yet baligh also, one alim gave a bayan, and he said that you must be careful of the source of where we get our things. But he took it so serious that the sauce that was on the table, tomato sauce, Worcester sauce, he said, no, Maulana said, you can't eat all this also. A little boy takes it so much to mind, and then they explain to him, but it doesn't mean anything to us. We have to be very careful. Today, our all business dealings also, how many things get come into our business dealings? We have to be very careful. Alhamdulillah, that kitab after Zuhr is being read about our financial transactions. That is not a complete thing also, it is a guide. From there we should take it, study it. Not only that we hear, that is also a time perhaps many of us are feeling sleepy. How much did we hear properly? How much didn't we hear? So we should study it also and then follow it up by speaking to the muftis and finding out. Halal is absolutely essential. If there is halal, lot of barakat in it, lot of barakat in it, and lot of good comes into it. And when there is the haram element, lot of problems come in there. One time, one person complained to Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali that his money got stolen, and he told himself also there was interest money also in there. And then it got stolen. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told him, make shukr that you didn't get harmed. Otherwise this interest money, haram money is such that it will not only that the money will go, but it will have your stomach also cut open. In other words, they will attack you, they will kill you, and nowadays with firearms they will shoot you also in order to take it. When it is halal, it is protected. For that one example, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives that in the village of Kandla, when the British were ruling, there was the British man, white man, Christian man, not Muslim, he was in charge of that whole area. And they had cluster houses with thatch roofs, houses all together and thatch roofs. So one of the workers came panting, puffing, running, and told him, sir, your house is on fire. And he took no notice of it whatsoever. We just carried on with his work. That person shouting and screaming several times. When he said it quite a few times, then he lifted his head. What's the matter? He said, your house, he said, my house can't burn. He says, I've seen it with my eyes, it's burning. And I'm telling you, he says, my house, when that person insisted, they went there. When they went, Abad, all the houses on the sides were burning, his house was intact. When they questioned him, how were you so sure? He says, I give my zakat as Muslims are supposed to give. And then I know that nothing is protection. Nothing can happen there. So this is our zakat. If it is halal, it is our zakat we are giving properly, everything, nothing will happen. Allah's protection is there. And there are so many other instances like this also. So this is very important. Allah give us tawfiq. Today is an attitude that everything is just halal. Everything is overboard. You don't have to be worried about anything. It is a challenge today, there is no doubt. In almost everything they eat, our income also is a challenge, we have to see. What we are buying also is a challenge to see what, but it is possible. Allah won't give us a command that we cannot fulfill. But the thing is, we must be cautious. We must be careful. Don't take this attitude that many people say, you just want to stay away from interest, you'll die hungry. You can't eat then. You're going to die. You only worried of halal, you'll die. You can't live like that. It's impossible. No, it isn't. We have to be careful about these things. So this is also one area. Like, what is our deen generally? Our deen is our five times namaz. If we're making, that person is very pious. Today a time has come, alhamdulillah, where a person got sunnah dress, now he's pious. At one time there wasn't even sunnah dress, no beard also at one time. As long as you are making, not even five times, just making some namazes, you're a pious person. But what is this piety? It's not only our namazes, many of us, as though business-related things, deen hasn't got a say there. Deen has got a full say in everything. Many of us, when we're having a wedding in the house, then we won't think of finding out masail with regard to the wedding. Because it's nothing to do with deen. The wedding is our social function. Deen doesn't govern it. No, deen covers every aspect of our life. From the time we are born till the time we die. From the morning to the night. Everything deen governs it. And that is when we become proper Muslims. And all the great virtues we read of the people, what ni'mat they will get in Akhirah, it is people who have that. We at least have it in our mind. Practically, it's still far. But at least have it in our mind, we have to bring the whole of deen. جَمِيعُ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Everything, that is my object in life, I have to bring the whole of deen. Not just some part. اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً. Enter fully and completely into deen. Not only having the knowledge of deen. And with regard to that also, one very important intention, all of us, Allah give us tawfiq to make all the programs that take place from the morning till the night. Kitab that is being read, make our intention that I'm acquiring knowledge of deen. It's a very great ibadah. And as we read there, that even if you don't practice on that, you learn a chapter of deen. If you don't practice also, this also, better than 1,000 rakats of namaz. Then of course what applies to us, we practice upon that also. But just to acquire the knowledge of deen, we just heard now from the kitab, it is more better than the worship, ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this acquiring knowledge of deen is very, very important. In fact, Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullahi has written one very good incident. That one person who wanted to make his islah, he went and stayed with one buzur. That buzur was staying in a jungle, not even like under in a hut or anything. So what a great buzur that he's just staying there in the jungle and he's just devoted and making ibadah. When this young person went there and he stayed with that buzurg and he saw all his mujahada of the day, of the night, his ibadah, lot of mujahada. But then he found that he has got, he puts a stool in his nose. So he told him, Hazrat, the stool, I don't seem to understand what is this. So he told him, my nafs told me I must smell itar. So I told, I'll make opposite of that. And I'll teach you a lesson. You want to smell itar, I'll let you smell stool. So he says, now it has become hard when you're making ghusl. The wuzu, water doesn't go, your wuzu is not correct, your ghusl is not correct. He was a genuine person, but he did not have knowledge.
So therefore, without this knowledge, he was doing this. So when the boy explained to him, he understood and he corrected himself. So knowledge is a very important thing, that we have to acquire knowledge, and the virtues of knowledge are very, very great. So anyway, today what we should try and learn about our food. And for that, in this period that we are making our tarbiyat, try and eat as little as possible. Generally, in the Khanqahs, Buzurgan-e-Din of the past especially, they should say for whole life, qillat-e-ta'am, we should eat less. If we can't eat less, at least for this Ramzan period. When our tarbiyat, and Ramzan is after all about rozas, about keeping hungry. And Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also writes, if we overeat sehri time, that whole day I have to stay hungry. And then iftari time again we overeat. We forgot I covered up already for the whole day. Now we are again keeping the whole day I stayed hungry. And not only us, we tell our children also, whole day you didn't eat, eat more. And sehri time we tell them, whole day you're going to stay hungry, eat more. Then the object is completely lost. So yeah, if we can stay away from the extra things. Like for example, if we can stay away from the sauces, if we stay away from achar, all extra things for this tarbiyat period, if we learn and our nafs got that capability, that istidad, that capability of staying away from what we want to stay away, then to stay away from haram will be very easy. Otherwise, when you just feel little hungry and shaitan makes us feel more hungry that time, I have to eat. Now whatever is here, I'm not going to ask also where it comes from, what is it, and I will just eat it. But if we build that istidad, this is what is called this tarbiyat. This is called that waqfa-e tarbiyat, that period that we have to build that capability within us. Our tongue we learn to control, eyes we learn to control, ears we learn to control, what we are hearing, what we want to hear, register, and what we just want to let it just pass away, let it just go over our head. This is that period that we have to do. So with our food also, if we hear at this time, and we learn to control ourselves. Hey, there are many khanqahs. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has written this right out of the question now. Khanqah of Raipur, the food was such that a person, it was almost impossible to eat it. In our madaris previously, the food used to be of such a quality and nature that students used to say that if the soup is so thin, like water, you can make wuzu with it also. It qualifies as water. You can even make wudu with it. So in any case, that is not the, today it's not that level. Today it's very fat. Let us just try and control ourselves, at least of some things. And we read that hadith also, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum spoke very high of a Sahabi that had passed away. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, listening, he asked them, did he ever give up anything that he wanted to have and he did not have it? They say, no, that we never saw in him. Say, then he's not of that position. So this the tarbiyat thing that you have to come to, that things which are permissible also you stay away, and then you reach that stage. And our buzurgs, what levels they had reached, we also have to try and reach there. So inshallah, with our food also, and all extra things, maybe how many of us, we brought our chocolates, we want our chocolates after meal, somebody will want a sweet, somebody will want this, somebody will want that. If there is those things, then to give up cold drinks, which are very unhealthy. Extremely, the gas in the cold drink is very, very unhealthy. Hakim say that we should not have water to drink after meals, because the water, the stomach, as soon as a person wants to eat, the thought comes to him. Now, like we see, for example, sometimes the aroma of the food comes here to the top. Automatically, spit comes in the mouth that you enjoy to eat that. Now, why is that? The system Allah has made, the spit in the mouth is very necessary saliva to digest the food. Like that, the whole stomach starts getting ready for food to come. And your engine, your stomach is now hot. It has to work, digest the food, distribute it. You took a tablet for headache, you put it in the stomach.
Now the stomach has to send the effect there.
All this has to be done. When we drink water, and especially cold water and ice water, on a hot, hot engine, you are putting that ice water. You are destroying that engine. Eh? And an American doctor says when you have a fizzy drink, this cold drinks of ours, the gas, it doesn't only cool down the engine, the stomach, but it deep freezes it. So now it doesn't do its work. So then we have a lot of problems. Many of us, we have this chest burns, we have wind problem, because our stomach, we destroyed our stomach with this cold and this gas things. And we deep freeze ourselves. So therefore, we have to try and now to stay away from the cold drinks, which are very unhealthy. I'm not speaking of the other aspect. Just from a health point of view, it's so unhealthy, all these cold drinks and these cold things. So now, and people, it's like impossible for us to give it up. We just can't give it up. What we are so used to, we can't, because we haven't built that capability to be able to stay away from what we want to. So we have to build that, and roza is for that. If we keep our rozas properly, forget our dini islah and correction, our dunya's point of view, the body, we will get so much of benefit also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and let us work in this direction, inshallah. سبحان الله والحمد لله.